Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you learn about how disgusting sights literally turn your stomach and why tattoos are permanent. Then play along at home as we test your podcast knowledge in this month's edition of Curiosity Challenge Trivia.
Let's literally satisfy some curiosity.
All right, this is going to be gross, but you know that queasy feeling you get when you pour chunks from a carton of expired milk you just found in the back of the fridge? Yeah, you might say the experience turned your stomach. Well, recently, scientists explored what's going on there. And they discovered that the description is more accurate than you'd think. Disgusting sights literally turn your stomach. That familiar queasy feeling is caused by an interruption in the nerve impulses in your stomach. Normally, your brain sends rhythmic impulses to your stomach and intestines that make the muscles in your stomach lining contract and relax. This rhythmic pulsing keeps food moving through your digestive system. If those signals are interrupted, you start to feel nauseous. Scientists have known that disgusting smells can interrupt these impulses and make us queasy. But a recently published study suggests that merely seeing something disgusting is enough to affect our stomach's behavior. That study came from a team of researchers at the University of Cambridge, who performed an experiment with a group of 25 terribly unlucky volunteers. The volunteers were divided into two groups, and the experiment had three rounds. The first round involved showing both groups a series of images. Many of the images were neutral, like a picture of a scarf or buttons. But they were mixed in with pictures of things that were downright disgusting, like human feces and rotting food. Both groups found the images to be about the same level of disgusting. For the second round, things got interesting. One group was given an anti-nausea drug that steadies rhythmic nerve impulses to the stomach, while the other group was given a placebo. The researchers then told the participants to stare at the gross images for as long as they could stand it. To provide an incentive, the volunteers would be paid real money. The longer they looked, the more they were paid. In the final round of the experiment, the researchers showed the two groups disgusting images again, but this time without offering them cash. Even though both groups initially rated the images as being equally gross, the group that received the anti-nausea drug was able to look at the gross images for significantly longer than the placebo group, even when they weren't incentivized to do it. That shows that the rhythms of our digestive muscles play a role in our aversion to disgusting images. So the next time you see something gross, just go with your gut and look away.
When you get a tattoo, a bit of ink gets injected into the deep layers of your skin, where it tends to stay. But your skin is a living organ that's constantly regenerating itself. So why don't those stained skin cells die and flake off, which would take your tattoo with them? Well, it all comes down to the strange behavior of your immune system. Your immune system is involved because a fresh tattoo is basically a wound. I mean, a needle has just torn a bunch of tiny holes in your skin, and your body's going to need to heal. So as a response, your repair systems engage. First, your blood vessels dilate so platelets can form clots and stop any bleeding. Next, skin cells begin regenerating to fill in the gaps. At that point, your immune system takes the call. White blood cells called macrophages show up to try to kill any germs that may have been sealed in by the scabs. Your immune system's involvement in the healing process is super important to prevent infections. Any harmful microbes have invaded, your macrophages are the next line of defense after your skin has been breached. You might be imagining these macrophages like a biological cavalry charging into battle to defend your body from microbial monsters. But that's not entirely accurate. Instead, macrophages meander to the site of the tattoo to vacuum up any germs or foreign particles, like a bunch of immune-boosting Kirbys. They don't discriminate, they try to eat everything they don't recognize, and tattoo ink is one of those things. Macrophages swallow the ink, but they can't break it down, so it stays there inside of them. Stained macrophages then take up residence in the middle layer of your skin, called the dermis. Eventually, these macrophages die and spill the ink back into the dermis. That leads other macrophages to jump into action and scoop up the spilled ink, which they can't break down either, so it just stays there. So as your skin cells regenerate, macrophages keep dying, spilling ink, feasting on ink, and hanging out, over and over again. It's not your skin that's stained, it's your immune system showing through. Weird.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time once again for the Curiosity Challenge. Every month, I call up a listener and I put them to the test by asking three questions from stories we ran on Curiosity Daily in the previous month. For this Curiosity Challenge, I talked to Purnima in New York. She's an engineering student and a science communicator who first started listening to Curiosity Daily with her family on their Google Home device. Have a listen. Okay, so I will ask you three questions. There'll be multiple choice, and that's how we'll do it. So
always pick me, right?
Right, always pick me. All right, so number one, why does smacking your TV remote help it work again? A, it can jostle loose wires into place. B, it can clear corrosion from the battery. Or C, it can persuade your TV to turn on out of fear.
Yeah, it's definitely A.
It is not. I'm sorry. It's clear. It can clear corrosion from the battery because.
Oh, okay. I was actually confusing it with the earlier story where when back in the day where it was like in the back of the TV, they would like knock it down.
Right. Because there were so many switches and wires and stuff. Yeah. It's that was a tricky one for sure.
Is it possible I can try again?
No. It's all right. We got two more. All right. So number two, according to a recent episode, why don't we have battery powered airplanes? A, current batteries aren't as powerful as jet fuel. B, current batteries are too heavy for long haul flights. Or C, both A and B.
Yeah, I think it's C, both A and B. The energy density was really heavy.
That's right. Yeah, the energy density of batteries are way lower than jet fuel. And we also benefit from the fact that airplanes get lighter the more they burn through their fuel. And that doesn't happen with batteries.
Yeah, because I think it's interesting because to consider how far we have come with like aerospace technology, but how far we still have to go.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. Number three, according to a recent episode, if you want to keep your coffee hot for as long as possible, when should you add the cream? A, immediately. B, 3 minutes after pouring the coffee. Or C, only when you're ready to drink the coffee.
Okay, well, I'm from Sri Lanka, so it's like a national betrayal to drink coffee. So I'm more of a tea drinker, but I do have like loved ones who are obsessed with coffee and stuff. So I'm going to say A, immediately.
That's right. Immediately. It's super counterintuitive, but that's how it is. Well, great. Yeah, you did great. 2 out of 3. Wonderful job. Cool.
Hopefully, you know, my parents would be like, oh, you only got 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my family listens to the podcast, too. I've gotten them into listening, and my mom's like obsessed with it, too. So she actually really loves you guys.
Oh, that's great. What's your mom's name?
Shani.
Hi, Shawnee.
Hello. Her birthday's coming up in like 2 weeks, so she'll be happy.
Oh, nice. Well, happy birthday. And happy birthday to you. I know you said that December is
birthday month. Yeah, my birthday's coming up at the end of this month, actually.
Oh, great. Well, happy birthday to both you and your mom. And thank you so much for coming on. You did great.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Nice work, Purnima. How did you do? If you'd like to play next month, or if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, shoot us an email at curiosity@discovery.com or leave us a voicemail at 312-596-5208.
Before we recap what we learned today, here's a sneak peek at what you'll hear next week on Curiosity Daily.
Next week, you'll learn about why sensitive questions don't make conversations as uncomfortable as you might think, the hot debate about how ice skating actually works, why your dog's paws smell like corn chips, and more. You'll also hear from author Jen Sincero about why we need habits and what most people forget when they're trying to build new ones. Okay, so now let's recap what we learned today.
We learned that disgusting sights literally turn your stomach because they interrupt the signals your brain is sending to your stomach. Normally, you have nerve impulses rhythmically pulsing through your digestive system. But when that gets thrown off, you start to feel nauseous. Gross.
I feel like this totally makes sense, too, because I think we've all had the experience of actually feeling that lurch in your stomach. And there is a real lurch, I guess, because the nerve impulses are like, whoa, and then you feel it.
That is what they sound like.
Yeah, they go, whoa, and you're like, calm down, stomach. Everything's fine. I'm not going to eat that gross thing in front of me.
Yep.
And we learned that tattoos don't go away because technically your immune system's being stained, not really your skin. The macrophages in your body can't break down the tattoo ink, so instead they just swallow it up and it stays there inside of them, like the way your parents told you that gum would if you swallowed it. But then the macrophages die, at which point the ink just spills back into your skin and then another macrophage swallows it up. It's the circle of ink and it colors us all. Oh, geez.
I'm so glad you committed to that.
I mean, it is very appropriate.
My cell phone alarm right now is the circle of life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And my wife's office is next to our bedroom, so she'll be working in the morning and suddenly she hears, Mazakanya! It's pretty great. Today's stories were written by Cameron Duke and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing by Cody Goff and me, Ashley Hamer. Curiosity Daily is produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Have a great weekend. Pour some cream in your coffee. And join us again Monday to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.